In Iraq, three attacks around the southern city of Karbala today killed four coalition soldiers and injured 25. The soldiers who died are believed to be Bulgarian, but we do not as yet know the nationalities of all of the injured. Bulgaria, Poland, the Philippines, Thailand, and the United States all have troops in the area. The bombs were reportedly homemade, and the attacks were seemingly coordinated. And NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us from Baghdad. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
What more do we know about what happened there today?
Well, we're hearing this from the Polish Defense Ministry. He says, the ministry is saying that four Bulgarian soldiers were killed on a multinational military base in Karbala, and that many other people were wounded in attacks on government buildings in this southern city, which really has enjoyed relative quiet up until now. But today, almost mirroring the spree of attacks in Baghdad on Christmas, there are reports of multiple attacks, not only those against the coalition forces, but insurgents struck the university, the city hall, and the police station. The information is still coming in, and the precise nationalities of those who were injured and killed among the coalition troops is still being sorted out. But the area is under the control of, as I say, a multinational force that includes the Bulgarian soldiers under Polish command. And this area is also renowned for its shrines, shrines holy to the Iraqi Shia Muslim community. And you'll remember, Scott, the Italian troops in the southern city of Nasiriyah last month were also hit by a car bombing. 19 soldiers killed. That was the deadliest attack to date against the countries who are cooperating with the United States.
The attacks, according to the reports we're getting, apparently included car bombs, mortars, and machine guns hitting three targets, all of which suggest a degree of coordination.
Well, it would certainly seem that the well-coordinated nature of the attack is the standout character of today's assaults in Karbala. And that kind of coordination, the insurgents, I think with that kind of coordination, the insurgents are sending a very sobering message, and that is we're still here and we're capable of causing a lot of carnage. This is what the coalition forces may find so troubling. The United States has been saying that it has made inroads into the resistance in the wake of the sweeps that followed Saddam's capture. They're now broadening the list of people they want, their wanted list, to other elements that they hadn't known before. And, you know, it might be tempting to draw the beads of all these attacks together and conclude that there is this national resistance network, but I think that may still be too early to say yet.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you about in another area of the country, the northern city of Mosul. There are reports coming today that U.S. forces were fired on and fired back at their assailants and perhaps killed some of them. What more do you know about the incident?
Well, as you say, the U.S. forces were fired upon. There was an exchange of fire. They fired back. The 101st Airborne controls a wide territory in the north around Mosul, which is a place that has consistently thrown up resistance to the U.S. presence in Iraq. Road bombings are the common hazard that the American forces face. And, of course, a suicide bomber careened into the gates of a base just west of Mosul, injuring scores of troops quite recently. But today, the troops were out checking for what the military calls improvised explosive devices, homemade bombs along the road. When they came under attack, they returned fire. And as a measure of the kind of firepower, Scott, that the Americans can let off here, a staff sergeant said that the U.S. troops destroyed a car and killed the four people in it, and Iraqi paramedics were pulling charred bodies out of the wreckage. So this week ended with a very grisly incident. Today's attacks in the north, while there were no fatalities among the troops, capped a week of bad losses for the American forces, and of course today the multinational forces as well.
And Judy, just this at the end, is it a fact that the more intelligence information U.S. forces receive now, the more they move into some areas, the more, in a sense, those units also get exposed to attack?
Oh, most certainly. But, you know, the kind of firepower that's being brought to bear in some of these places like southern Baghdad overnight, we hear massive explosions and artillery and a lot of aircraft above us. So in some ways, you have to wonder whether or not they stand much of a chance on the ground below.
Thanks very much. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Baghdad.